Well, you know, we're pretty much into the serious end of the competition season now, Chris, and the expectation here was that we would get a couple of titles, and that has materialised. Summer Lecky, she's just been in Sweden during the week and jumped to 177. She would have been a wee bit disappointed with that, but she bounced back to a 180 today to win the high jump, the junior national title. So that'll set her up nicely as she prepares for the European Junior Championships. So that'll be something positive for her. And the other title that came north, of course, again was an anticipated one, was James Kelly. He threw 1672 in the shot put and had a no throw, very, 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 very close infringement at 18.01 to win his title. And, you know, he's throwing extremely well. He does the rotational way of throwing, and you're always going to be you're just going to be on the edge. You know, you can get your throws in. Sometimes it doesn't work. It's all about distance and if you can get it together. But today, he got that 1672. He's a national junior champion, and I would anticipate that both of them later tonight will be named on the Irish team for the European Junior Championships, and that'll carry the story through for them this season. So that's very important to an athlete of that age, 18, 19 year age group. So good news there. And also a medal for Oisin Gallen from Thin Valley as well. He got third in the number 23 1500 metres, a time of in and around 3:50. He's been running really, really well in the States. He's a university scholarship there in Austin in Texas, and no problem for him today. He had a comfortable medal position there today, and he was up there. He could grab the silver, but that didn't materialise. But look, he'd be happy with the national championship medal, because he's been in a really long season, coming from the indoor in the States back home and running for his club in the National League last weekend, and so that was the story there. The other medal possibility, and won't happen to go off the air, would be Shane Irwin. Shane Irwin, of course, has been selected for the Irish travelling party for the European Under 23 Championships, which are also actually in Sweden at a different venue. But he qualified comfortably in his 400 metre heat. He finished second. A young fellow that's based in England, Pitkin, who runs with Clonliffe now in Ireland, he beat him in the heat. But heats don't matter. The story of heats are all about qualification for the final. So he is in that 400 metres final. And I do anticipate that he will grab a medal, some colour of a medal, hopefully. And that would be a good boost for him as he leaves in a couple of weeks' time, heading for Sweden for those European Under 23s. So that's pretty much it in a nutshell. You know, Alan McGinley of Lipperstrabane, he got into the final of 1500 metres, but no luck beyond that. Other than that, nothing else to report. So those two gold medals at junior level, as you would have anticipated, Kelly and Lecky, and Shane Irwin, he's in the frame for a medal later, but in half an hour's time. And Oisin Gallen, back home from the States, really continuing to improve. A really, really, really a young boy who has improved dramatically in the last 12 months.